We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
What's up, Patriot Nation? Yeah! Patriots out!
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome! Welcome to a Thursday edition of the Marks and Reese Show. Johnny Marks, Ike Reese. On a cold, a chilly, a downright frigid Thursday. What's up, Ikey?
What up there, Johnny Marks?
Was it a terrible walk from the parking garage 100 yards from the entrance to the building?
Oh, man, man.
Cold?
I almost called off from walking over here. And it was like a two-minute walk from the parking lot over here. That's how cold it is outside.
It was cold. They were going to cancel work today, but they said no. See, since we're in the industry we are, which is broadcasting, we have to be on the air. We just can't not be on the air, right? So we're here for you.
And serve the people.
You're damn right.
Mm-hmm.
But we know a lot of people kind of work, quote unquote, worked from home today, Ike. You know what I mean?
Right.
The people, I have that meeting anyway, 2:00, so I'll just work from home until then. Mm-hmm. It's cold outside, but it's not that cold. It's not Chicago cold.
You're right. It's January, not July.
Yeah.
I mean, toughen up, people.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I got about a 15-minute walk from where I park.
I mean, let's be serious. I'm tired of everybody posting the temperature outside. Yeah, it's cold. It's January, folks.
In their car?
Yeah.
When they get in?
It's on the way to February. What'd you expect it to be today? 75? Yes, it's cold. Be happy it isn't 12 inches of snow outside. That's all I care about.
19 degrees and sunny in Philadelphia.
There we go.
On the Marks and Reese Show. Traffic coming up here in a couple minutes. Ike.
Yes, sir.
I am rooting for the Patriots this weekend.
What?
For the first time ever.
What?
I root against everything and anything Boston, but the cheaters, the Patriots, who I would never root for before, I'm rooting, and in large part, it's because of the GOAT. It's because of Tom Brady. What he's doing at age 41 is like nothing I've ever seen. And he didn't have the best statistical year.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't the Brady from 10 years ago or even 5 years ago, but he's back there again. It's unprecedented. He's having that somebody of that age at that position is having the same success deep into his 30s, now in his early 40s. And not only is Brady the GOAT, he's the GOAT in the NFL, right? There's no Montana discussion or anybody else.
Well, some people will say that, you know, Montana never lost in the Super Bowl, never threw an interception in the Super Bowl. They will sort of equate Montana's 4-0 to Michael Jordan's 6-0.
Right.
I say Brady. He's gone 9 times now. He's won 5. He could win 6 Sunday, but some will say, what happens if he loses Sunday? Then he's 5-4.
I've heard that this week.
I mean, how can you be the greatest of all time with 4 losses on your record? And Montana didn't lose one. I think getting there 9 times and winning 5 is more impressive than going 4-0.
Mm-hmm.
That's me. But there are people who will never give it up for Tom Brady and claim and give him the GOAT status because of the stuff that's attached to the Patriots, that's attached to Tom Brady.
Oh,
the
cheating.
Scandals. Yeah. I mean, listen.
Deflate.
Some of that stuff, that stuff means something to some people, man.
Spy gate.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on up there.
All right, so here's the deal, right? Because if you want to try to make the comparison with Joe Montana, I thought mm-hmm. we were actually over that debate.
Well, some people will say.
I know people are making up that. Believe me, I understand. You can't just say everybody agree that he's the GOAT.
That's never going to happen.
Muster some kind of ridiculous argument. Right. Regardless.
Well, listen, people still try to make the ridiculous argument about Jordan and LeBron.
Again, do we really pay that much mind? Right, it's the people that never watch Jordan.
Only during the NBA Finals.
Right, yeah.
That's the only time we pay.
We do it for one show.
Yeah.
Right? But Brady's not only the GOAT, he's the GOAT of the GOATs.
Mm-hmm.
He's the ultimate GOAT.
Mm-hmm.
He's bigger than, not bigger than Michael Jordan, but he's better than Michael Jordan. Nobody will be bigger than Michael Jordan on the global stage as far as popularity and just how big he was. Nobody will. We'll have the combination of the wins, the player, and also the stature. But Brady's actually a better player than Michael Jordan.
What?
And Wayne Gretzky and every other Team American sport player. You could bring, did you say Babe Ruth too? Like Ben will probably say. He's the goat of the goat. He's the greatest player from a team sport in the history of this country.
Listen, that conversation is also starting to be thrown out there.
Yes.
Especially if he wins Sunday, he would have six. So people
would say, Tie and Mike.
Six titles, people would say that.
Yeah, but it's so much harder in the NFL to do what Tom Brady's done than in the NBA.
I agree. Listen, I agree. And for once, I won't completely disagree with you. I will say I'm open to the discussion. Right? If Tom Brady wins Sunday, okay, I think it's a fair argument.
That's when you turn the page and say, hey, listen, we really have to think about this.
This guy may be the greatest athlete of the last 30 years.
Without really being an athlete at all.
But, I mean, you got Tiger. I don't know, Tiger hasn't done it in a decade, but Tiger had that 10-year run when nothing touched Tiger Woods.
Yeah, he was amazing.
Won 14 majors. I mean, he was the biggest thing in sports for a decade there. Obviously, Michael, as big as he is, has been this big for 30 years. And I know Ben wants to make an argument for Wayne Gretzky. He dominated hockey.
Because it's hockey?
Yeah.
Because it's hockey. It's one of the four major sports. If you took away every one of Wayne Gretzky's goals.
I don't even know if there's four major sports anymore.
He would still be the leading scorer of all time, man.
It's like 3.5 major sports now.
Three quarters. Come on, Ike.
You look at the all-time points list. It's like 1,700, 1,800, 1,850, right. And then like 2,800 Wayne Gretzky. He is way ahead of MJ.
Honestly,
he's way ahead of
Brady. Well, you're saying nobody dominated his sport the way Wayne Gretzky
dominated.
Oh,
he's way ahead of Michael Jordan.
Huh? If you look at pure stats, mm-hmm. It's actually Wayne Gretzky is the most impressive out of anybody that you're going to see in team sports. And it's really not even close. He won four Stanley Cups. I think it was a five-year period in the mid to the late 80s. But then after 1988, he never won one again.
Yeah, how many Magic Johnsons and Larry Birds and Charles Barkleys and Karl Malones and those caliber players did Wayne Gretzky go through? They were all on his team.
Yeah, who was the other great hockey team of that era?
Well, but you have to look at the comparison, too. Like, if we want to talk about Michael Jordan, Michael Jordan always had Scottie Pippen. So let's not fail to take that into account. He had Phil Jackson.
What?
Like, he had help.
What?
Yo, man, Ho Grant, too.
Listen, I'm not even a Jordan fan.
Who was he going up against?
Phil Jackson and Scottie Pippen should be thankful, should be kissing the Jordans that they were on their own feet.
He had Bill Wennington.
That they had a chance to go along for the ride with Michael Jordan. Listen. I'll make arguments just for the sake of making arguments, but if we're being honest, I'm 45 years old. John, you're close to my age. Ben, you're a baby.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Jordan is the greatest athlete I've ever seen. Period, point blank. Biggest, greatest, best, any category you want to put it in, nothing touches Michael Jordan. And I'm not even a Jordan fan. That's just harsh reality that I have to deal with. Michael Jordan is the biggest, baddest, greatest, best athlete to ever touch. Well, I shouldn't say ever, but you got to go
say
at least
ever.
The last 40 years.
Say ever.
I'm going to go the last 40 years.
But if you're talking about...
I didn't see Wilt. I didn't see those guys. I didn't see all those Bill Russell.
But I'm
just saying the last 40 years, nothing is... What does 40 years give us? What does that put us at?
Puts it at set in the 70s, yeah, 79? Late 70s.
Yeah, okay, I'll go with that.
Yeah, but Ike, when you look at...
You give me all the 70s, 50 years. Give me the last 50 years.
If you incorporate everything, right?
Mm-hmm.
Everything, if you incorporate everything.
Yes.
You're right. When you the way you listed it was biggest, baddest, everything else. He had a little bit of everything from the Nike stuff to the Gatorade stuff to the dunking with the tongue out to the movies to the Air Jordans to the commercials. Earlier in his career,
dude,
right?
The dude looms. He hasn't laced up his sneakers in over 20 years, man.
All of that stuff. It's not even close. Brady's a better player. 888-729-9494. Brady is the better player based on what he's done mid-30s to early 40s.
Best quarterback ever. Yeah, I'll give you that. But Brady plays a sport that he needs his other teammates. He can't impact the game the way Michael can on both ends of the court. And you know what? While Brady has had a great two-decade run, and he's been the best in the NFL, when Michael reached the top, nobody knocked him off the top. He dominated until he retired.
Now, someone asked the question. John Barcher asked the question, why not a baseball player? And, no, seriously, Babe Ruth is who you should put down, Ben. Who else are you going to say in baseball? It's a problem.
A lot of people say Barry Bonds.
No,
he would be the closest as far as player.
Yeah, he cheated. Oh, Brady didn't cheat. Your goat cheated too.
But hang on a second. Hang on a second.
Touché, hypocrite.
But hold on. How many championships did Barry Bonds win?
How many World Series? That's what hurts.
That matters. This is what we're talking about.
Can we stop judging individual players on championships? That shouldn't only matter.
When you're trying to
it's a team sport. It's not an individual sport.
Whoa. When you're trying to separate the greats, that's what you have to separate them. It's a championship.
Bill Russell's the greatest of all time. Bill Russell is better than everybody. He won 11.
It's a combination of everything.
You know why we know Bill Russell isn't the greatest, even though he won 11 titles? You know why we know? Because we know the context in which he won those titles. That's how we know.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we don't consider Bill Russell the greatest. That's why. He can't be the greatest. You're going up against six teams.
All right, because Jordan
and you got every star player on your team.
Who was Jordan playing against in the 90s that was this unstoppable all-time great player?
Not as unstoppable as him? Nobody.
Hey, did he have to play against the LeBrons of the world?
Well, there's only one LeBron.
Did he have to play against the Kobe's LeBron of the world?
Yeah, he played against some Kobe's, Karl Malone's, Charles Barkley, all those dudes he prevented from getting titles.
Hakeem.
Yeah, all those dudes he kept from winning championships. He beat Magic for his first title.
888-729-9494. 18% on our Twitter vote at MarkStreetsWIP say Tom Brady right now.
Well, who are 44
Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
38% Wayne Gretzky.
Ooh.
You see, I'm not surprised with this Tom Brady stuff because
is that Brady hate?
It is, and I respect that. Tom Brady's been in 9 Super Bowls. Right? Yeah. They've won 15 of the last 17 AFC East titles. 15-17. I don't care if the division hasn't been good. They're still winning.
I'm with you there. Yeah.
Right. Playoff record. All right. Let's talk regular season record. 207-60. Regular season record. Peyton Manning was 186-79.
Mm-hmm.
That much better. Playoff record. 29-10. Oh, Joe Cool. Joe Montana. 16-7 in the playoffs. Tom Brady. 29-10. Peyton Manning was 14-13 in the playoffs.
Yeah.
The accomplishments of what he's been able to do in his late 30s and early 40s is incredible. Michael Jordan retired at age 35, for crying out loud.
Mm-hmm.
And he came back and he still scored 20 points, but he wasn't leading teams to the championships.
Well, you can't lead the Wizards to the championship.
Okay, well, Tom Brady's managed to do it with the Patriots. Age 40, age 41, threw for 505 yards as a 40-year-old quarterback in the Super Bowl last year.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's check. Starting in 2001, 11-3, 9-7. 14-2, 14-2, 10-6, 14-2, 16-0, 10-6, 14-2, 13-3, 12-4, 12-4, 12-4, 12-4, 11-1, 13-3, 11-5.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's had the career of Tom Brady, including Michael Jordan.
I'm going to give you 18-1.
What's that?
They had the best team in the history of the game and lost.
Okay.
I'll give you 72-9. The best team in NBA history and won. See, we Golden State, with that best record nonsense, they weren't the best team in NBA history. They got the best regular season record. Michael Jordan's team is the best team in NBA history because they went and won the championship. And Tom Brady, with 18-1, lost to a 9-7 New York Giant-led team by Eli Manning. Michael Jordan not losing to a player the caliber of Eli Manning. It's not happening.
888-729-9494.
It's not happening.
A lot of times the refs had to give Jordan an assist on that. 888-729-9494. It's a Thursday before the big game. And I think
he had a legitimate argument of him if you want to say he's the greatest football player ever, not just quarterback.
Well, that's
football player.
We already adjourned that argument. Yes, that's adjourned.
Oh.
If anybody wants to,
Jim Brown,
Jim Brown, White. Jim Brown didn't play enough. He didn't play long enough.
Okay,
he bowed out healthy to go be a movie star. Jim Brown, Tom Brady's 41 and is in another Super Bowl.
Yeah,
888-729-9494, unprecedented, and he's getting disrespected because he's Tom Brady from New England. And I used to do it. And you know what? I'm not doing it anymore. Like, I need to show this man his respect being the greatest player, and I have.
Win Sunday, I'll tip the cap.
All right. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly
Auto Parts.